Well, howdy there, neighbor. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. No, let me grab your keys. You have your laundry basket. There you go. You know, it's kind of funny now that I think about it. Yeah, you always seem to be doing your laundry downstairs right when I happen to be working out across the hall. Yeah, it seems like every time I'm in the fitness room, boom, there you are. And I find that really interesting because my workout schedule is so random because of work. I never know what day I'm going to work out. It must just be a coincidence, right? Right. Because you wouldn't carry that heavy basket all the way down there just to watch your next door neighbor exercise through the glass doors, would you? In her sports bra and tight shorts, stretching, sweating, panting. No, of course not. Oh my goodness, look at you get all flustered. That is so adorable. Hush, no need to be nervous. You're not in any trouble. I'm used to guys looking at my body. I like it. I mean, I don't bust my ass exercising just for the health benefits. I like the attention. But shh, don't tell anyone I admitted that, okay? Oh, hey, I've been meaning to ask you. You're like a computer person, right? Yeah, would you mind taking a look at mine? It keeps turning off randomly and... Oh, just whenever you have time. Now? Don't you need to put your clothes away or... Okay, if you're sure. And here we are. Come on in. Yep, the computer is at the desk in the living room. You want anything to drink? Okay, let me just turn it on. Yeah, it just shuts down out of nowhere. Sometimes it runs for like 30 minutes, sometimes a couple hours, and then... Yeah, it'll be like in the middle of a Zoom call or typing up a document, and then it just dies. I don't know. Slow down, hold on. I recognize some of those as words, but I am completely clueless when it comes to this stuff. But you clearly know what you're doing, so how about I let you investigate a little while I hop in the shower real quick? Super quick, I promise. I just gotta wash the sweat off me, okay? Alrighty then, have fun running diagnostics on the dilithium matrix. No, I don't watch Star Trek. I've just picked up some geek speak from all the nerdy people I've been with. I guess I have a type. Anyway, be back in a second, okay? Hang tight. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you again. Are you okay? I told you I'd be quick. Now, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you were doing something you weren't supposed to do. Yeah, you jumped right out of your skin. So, were you? Were you being a naughty neighbor? No. You mean you weren't looking through that folder? The only folder on the desktop in the middle of the screen labeled nudes in all caps. No, it's fine. Calm down. You're not in the principal's office. Not yet, anyway. I told you, I like when people look at me. I work hard to stay fit so I can show off my body, you know? And, well, I saw what you were looking at when I walked up. So, tell me, did you like what you saw? I think you did. Quite a bit, actually, judging from that bulge in the front of your pants. Well, everything you were just looking at in those pictures is right here under this tiny little silk robe. Do you want to see? Well, first, I have a question, okay? I've heard something about you. Just someone in the building, not important. The point is, I heard that you were that you've never been with a woman. Is that true? No? A girlfriend? Ex-girlfriend. In Canada. That doesn't sound made up at all. And what's her name? I'm sorry. The best name you could come up with on the spot for for your made-up Canadian girlfriend was Corolla. I've seen your car. I'm sorry. No, hey, I'm sorry. It was funny. I'm sorry. I just. No, I wasn't making fun of your virginity. I would never, I swear. I swear. Look, okay, that was insensitive, and I'm really sorry. I put you on the spot, and I shouldn't have done that, especially not without a warning. Here, can I hug you? Is that okay? Listen, I get it, okay? I get why you might be embarrassed about being a virgin, which you shouldn't be, by the way. Or if you think it's something to be ashamed of, which it's not. And I get why it might be something you want to keep secret, so I am going to tell you a secret, okay? I love virgins. Yeah, I do. I love giving a guy something he's never had before. I love being the first girl to touch his cock, the first one to taste it, to feel it sliding into me knowing it's never felt a pussy before. That every sensation I'm giving him is brand new and exciting. I love watching his face and hearing him moan and whimper as he feels it all for the very first time with me. They say you never forget your first, right? Well, let's just say there's a few guys out there who remember me for the rest of their lives. And I love knowing that. So now we know each other's secrets. I know you're a virgin, and you know that I want to change that. So, are you gonna let me? Yeah? Oh, no pressure though, okay? I want you to know if you're saving yourself or if you maybe want to think about it, get back to me, totally cool. But if you do want this right now, then all you have to do is tug at the end of this bow. The knot will come undone and my tiny silk robe will fall right open. Go ahead. And oop, there it goes. So, what do you think?